Simon & Schuster Audio presents On Trails, An Exploration by Robert Moore. Read by the author.
The path is made in the walking of it. Zhuangzi. Prologue. Once, years ago, I left home looking for a grand adventure and spent 5 months staring at mud. It was the spring of 2009, and I had set out to walk the full length of the Appalachian Trail from Georgia to Maine. My departure date was timed so that I would transition seamlessly from a mild southern spring to a balmy northern summer, but for some reason, the warmth never arrived. It stayed cool that year, rained often. Newspapers likened it to the freak summer of 1816, when cornfields froze to their roots, pink snow fell over Italy, and a young Mary Shelley, locked up in a gloomy villa in Switzerland, began to dream of monsters. My memories of the hike consist chiefly of wet stone and black earth. The vistas from many of the mountaintops were blotted out. Shrouded in mist, rain hood up, eyes downcast, mile after mile, month after month, I had little else to do but study the trail beneath my nose with Talmudic intensity. In his novel The Dharma Bums, Jack Kerouac refers to this kind of walking as the meditation of the trail. Jaffe Ryder, a character modeled after the Zen poet Gary Snyder, advises his friend to walk along looking at the trail at your feet and don't look about and just fall into a trance as the ground zips by. Trails are seldom looked at this intently. When hikers want to complain about a particularly rough stretch of trail, we gripe that we spent the whole day looking down at our feet. We prefer to look up, away, off into the distance. Ideally, a trail should function like a discreet aid, gracefully ushering us through the world while still preserving our sense of agency and independence. Perhaps this is why, for virtually all of literary history, trails have remained in the periphery of our gaze, down at the bottommost edge of the frame. They have been, quite literally, beneath our concern. As hundreds and then thousands of miles of trail passed beneath my eyes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?